you and Dr. Hayford and Rosie Greer and Willie Jordan and others from time to time over the last 7 years come to my office and pray with me, pray for me, have really shine a light of friendship and brotherhood in a way that has touched me deeply. So I want to thank you for having me here again today. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it's good to be with you and pray with you again. Through prayer, we communicate with God. We open ourselves to the Holy. Through prayer, we also create community and affirm the fellowship of believers here on earth. And your fellowship means much to me. It's been the source of support and solace. There's something about coming here. Eric Garcetti said that he wished you could be a mirror, but I don't think you have to be a mirror to feel the electricity, the bond in this room. I feel it every time I come, and I'll feel it in different ways, but almost always it comes upon me. And I was sitting here and I was coughing, and I said, Dr. Phillips, I want you to look in my eyes right now. I can feel this, the power of this room, the love, the brotherhood, the sisterhood in this room. And I can tell you that I think you come every year. Let me ask you, how many of you have been here every year over the last 7 years? A few of you. How many of you have been here more than five times? So there are many new people here. How many of you have been here from the very beginning? Just a handful. What a beautiful thing. So we replenish here. Well, if you haven't been here every year, I say something different. I want you to know that. Sometimes I rephrase speech. Sometimes I just speak without a speech, but I always come to say something, to share something that's in my heart. And I want to begin by thanking Dr. Phillips and the World Impact Organization. One of my faith leaders, and I didn't mention him, the other person who always comes to that to pray with me, Dr. Hyman Toll, my brother, my faith leader, and I have a number in this town, and he's one of them. What I love about World Impact is, and you've heard me say this before, I sometimes go into churches, and I go into many, that talk about the God of damnation. And I understand that, you know, all power to you. But I love to hear a pastor and a congregation speak to the God of love. Because I think that is really who God is and what God wants us to do. And World Impact is about the God of love. They're about reaching out and looking in that mirror and seeing a child of God, even if he's in a prison. Or destitute. And the work of World Impact is the work that I believe that Jesus would have done if he was here on earth. So I want to thank you and World Impact for everything you do. Let's give him a big hand. Now, for almost 40 years, not all of you, but Angelinos, gathered at this breakfast to celebrate the Spirit. The Spirit that binds us together as a community, and the Spirit that moves us as believers. I want to recognize our keynote speaker today, Johnny Harrison Tada. You, your life, and your work are an inspiration to us all. I know that the tradition of this breakfast is to say a prayer for me. But perhaps this year we should change things, because 2012 is an election year, and you are about to be tested by television ads, debates, mailers, robocalls. In my tradition, the Catholic tradition, there's a patron saint of politicians and statesmen, St. Thomas More. But as far as I know, there isn't a patron saint of voters. That just doesn't seem right. Our political debates have become so hyper-partisan these days. Our country's voters could use a little divine intervention. So as a politician, as someone who's done his fair share of campaigning, it's only fair this year that I pray for you.
This is a moment that resonates in all of our faith communities, what
Willie, for 60 odd years, has fed the homeless. It's a powerful thing to stand there and feed someone, to share a meal with someone. Sitting together like we're doing this morning, we're fulfilling two of our most basic needs. The need for food and sustenance, and the need for fellowship. But as Johnny reminds us, and as you know from your ministries and your work, there are many groups, too many groups, who lack both. They are not at the table to enjoy the simple meal of hospitality and inclusion. Our challenge is to open this table to society's forgotten. Our challenge is to practice what Martin Luther King called in his last speech, dangerous unselfishness. Dr. King gave this speech in Memphis, as you know, on the evening before he was killed. He was in Memphis to support a strike by some of the city's lowest paid workers, sanitation workers. He gathered members of the city's African American community to encourage them and support these men in their quest for dignity and justice. And to motivate his audience to support the cause of economic fairness, Dr. King reminded them of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And as he retold the story, he focused on the two men who did not stop to help. He concluded that they did not stop and help because they were afraid. They were afraid they would be robbed like the man lying on the ground. They asked themselves the question, if I stop to help this man, what will help happen to me? Wrong question. That's not the dangerously unselfish question. That's not the question that God wants us to ask. Unlike the other two men, the Good Samaritan did stop. He stopped, according to Dr. King, because he asked, if I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? That is the right question. The time for people of faith to ask the right question is now. I know I'm speaking to the choir, but I need to speak to the choir. The poverty rate in the city of Los Angeles is 19%. That means there are over 720,000 of the 4 million residents who live in the city, who are fellow community members, who are living on the wrong side of the poverty line. When I say we must stand up for the immigrants in our midst, we must. They're not invisible. They were made in God's image just like we were. We must do more to welcome the people who come to our shores and search for a better life. We've got to stop demonizing them. We've got to include them. We've got to pray with them. They're some of the most faithful people. They go to work. They look for work. They go to a second job. They struggle every single day. And then they go to church to pray. And they pray at night and in the morning when they wake up. They're God-fearing people in their great, great majority. People who work the hardest and do the hardest work should not be forced to live in the shadows. There's too much talk of fear and fences and not enough talk about openness and opportunity. Not enough talk about love for humankind. Is there anyone in human history who stood up for justice the way Jesus did? No. In his spirit, let us defend the cause of the poor and the needy, said Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 16. Let us divide our bread with the hungry, said John chapter 3, verse 17. Let us do no wrong to the resident alien, said Jeremiah 22, 3. Because as the Psalms say, God who does what is right is always on the side of the oppressed. Psalm 103:6. Today we join hands in prayer. So tomorrow let us join hands and turn our prayers into action. Because our city is a city of angels. Our city is a unique city. Yes, it is a city where the world comes together. Yes, look at this room, look at the people around you. We come from every corner of the earth. And we come here with the same dream. And we were made in God's image. People of faith who were moved by God's love to open their hearts and extend their hands to lift up their fellow brothers and sisters. God has given us the power to ask the right question. He's given us the power to do the right thing. He has given us His love, and He has given us His faith. The faith that believes that those who give to the poor will lack nothing. Proverbs 28:7. Faith that believes with Muhammad that those who give freely and who judge in favor of others as they do for themselves will find shelter in the shade of God. The faith that believes with Buddha that the thousands of candles can be lighted from a single flame and happiness never decreases by being shared. When people of faith come together, they can move mountains. Thank you for bringing us together every year. Thank you for helping to transform this great city. Thank you for welcoming your church in your churches. You know, they used to say that the most segregated place in America was a church. But you know what? They haven't been in many of the churches of the evangelicals of this city. Because if they had, they see this as a children of God. Thank you so much for your support, for your prayers.